Look, stay with us because let's now speak to Baroness Pauline Neville-Jones. Now, she is a former security minister and counter-terrorism chief and chaired the government's Joint Intelligence Committee for some while as well. Pauline, thank you so much for joining me this evening. First, you know all about how the secret state likes to try and remain as secret as it possibly can be. After all, it's secret. So just how an extraordinary moment was it for you today to hear Keir Starmer's incredible public apology?
I think what we heard today from MI5 was unprecedented. But before I go into that, I would just like to say to all of those families who lost members, my heart goes out to them, as I'm sure you know, all fellow citizens do. It's a terrible, terrible thing to lose members of the family, and particularly for parents to lose children before their time. So I think that's my first set of thoughts. When it comes to who takes responsibility, Sir John Saunders has done a rather remarkable job, because what he's actually created is a situation in which, without actually giving away secrets which do need to be safeguarded, which is how MI5 and other intelligence agencies are actually able to do their work, and their techniques need protection, he has actually revealed a situation in which it is clear that there were mistakes. And what's more, the intelligence agency has accepted that. I think that's very important reassurance to us that actually this organization is being kept honest and is going to be honest about it. There has been no attempt by government to cover up or say, oh, this is all too secret, we can't possibly tell you, and for reasons that, et cetera, et cetera. It's been very much more, much franker than that. It is, there were failings.
Pauline, what I'd love to ask you about, though, is precisely where you think the blame lies here. Is this just individual human error inside MI5 with individual officers, or is there something more systemic going on, something wrong with the way MI5 is run?
No, I think it's more the first than the second. I don't think we have reason to suppose that somehow they had their priorities all wrong, or indeed that they've got fundamentally the wrong techniques. I think it is the case that has been rather, I think, graphically outlined in the report, was there was a signal failure at one point where a piece of information, we don't know what kind it was, and we don't know how explicit it was, but clearly had national security significance, wasn't acted on soon enough. And it's from that single error that a whole lot of other possible opportunities, and the judge, Sir John Saunders makes it clear, that these wouldn't necessarily have resulted in success, but an opportunity was foreclosed by not acting soon enough. Now, that's a lesson that the organization will take to heart, and I'm sure they will have laid it down now that information of that kind with that degree of sensitivity, even if you don't know, and can't know how urgent it is, you act on it and you make it actionable immediately. So they will have amended their procedures.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us tonight, and to you too as well, Dame Pauline Neville-Jones.
Well, thank you.